probiotic. Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the Pro XPN toll free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we will share with you on the website. You get to create the content that what you see on the front page as you scroll down was placed there by listeners just like you. In fact, you can go there and see who it was that submitted it. Maybe it was you, actually. You can go there and submit what you want to the front page of the site. Maybe it's a news item, a blog post, perhaps a YouTube video. Maybe it's something you write yourself. You can actually write up your own post on our site. So you can do it any way you want. And then other listeners will see that and they'll vote on it. And hopefully they'll vote it up. They might not, though. They might vote it down. And you get to vote up or down on things as well. And then ultimately we'll know what you think is interesting. So
I'm definitely going to be taking a look at that later. I have no idea what's going on in the world. I've been out in the snow all day.
It's an excellent source. Yeah, I've been shoveling myself. It's been snowing quite a bit here. It's one of the reasons why Mark is actually not with us, at least ostensibly, I guess he's stuck out in the woods at the moment. So we'll be holding it down here. We've actually got a special guest to start the show out with on the program. Over the last week or so, we've been talking about an imminent event. It's happening January 23rd through the 25th in Vegas, called Passport to Freedom. It's going to be the first one that has ever occurred, and it's going to have an interesting focus for those of you out there who are frustrated with the continuing increase of government involvement in your life. There are some who say that it's time to get out of the United States.
Yeah, that's very popular.
And there are some who say, no, it's time to stay here and, you know, do what we can to make things better here. And both of those viewpoints are going to be represented, because not everybody can just easily pack up and walk away from a job or a mortgage, a career, a family. So it's a pretty difficult thing to leave the country. So what can you do if you have to stay here? Well, there are going to be different people at Passport to Freedom, experts on these matters, talking about how to make yourself more free no matter what the U.S. government does. We've actually got one of the guys who has managed to escape from the United States. Andrew Henderson is with us from the Nomad Capitalists. Good evening, or I guess it's probably the morning where you are. Where are you right now?
I'm in the Philippines for the holiday season. Good morning and good evening to you guys. Great to be with you.
What time is it in the Philippines at the moment?
It's 8:15 in the morning here in the Philippines in Puerto Princesa, which is kind of a provincial area, a resort area, and one of the places that I think you could come and kind of do your own thing.
So Passport to Freedom is happening pretty soon. I mean, this is going to be coming up fast. Late January is when this event is. This is the first one, right?
We have not done an event before, and so what I've done over the last couple of years is traveling and been putting together a group of guys like Jeff Berwick and Peter Schiff and people who I've added to my Rolodex, as well as people I meet in each country. And people are always asking me questions. How do I do this? How do I do that? Get a second passport, or what kind of business should I start? Whatever. And so we're putting a wide variety of people on one stage to kind of give you the whole vantage point. And really the theme of the event is fight or flight. Mm-hmm. I know that there are people in your audience and ours as well that they don't want to leave, but they want to protect maybe some money they have. They want to have some farmland. They want to do whatever. And should you stay or should you go? How do you manage and survive under either scenario?
Now, you're obviously somebody who has taken on the I'm out of here viewpoint. When did you leave the U.S.?
You know, I don't know. I think it's when do you officially leave the U.S.? They don't think you ever left.
Mm.
But, you know, I've been traveling for years now. I've been for all of this year, been out of the country. Here's the reality. You see how well things work in these other countries. And I'm not saying it's perfect. I mean, for example, in the Philippines, I'm here in this rural area, and we didn't have a cell service last night for an hour. So it's not perfect anywhere, but I really am genuinely afraid to spend much time in the United States. I see the things that happen to people on sites like yours, and I've been following your show, having been in your business for years, but It scares me. It really does. And so I've done that this year. But to be honest, the years that I've spent 6, 7, 8 months abroad, and every time I would come back, it was harrowing. And I don't really want to go through that anymore. So I think I'll continue to spend my time outside of the U.S.
But you are coming back for the passport event, I presume?
I will be back in the U.S. for the Passport of Freedom event. So we're going to have a great group, a very intimate group, but I want to be there for that. But to be honest, if it weren't for that, I would not be coming back.
So, I mean, this is going to be a group of people that is very opinionated on, you know, their position on what to do about this. Obviously, you know, when we first talked, we got into it immediately as I was promoting the idea of the Free State Project. Because to me, if I leave the U.S., I'm just going to go somewhere else where there's a band of thugs and they're not going to, I'm not going to be any feeling any better about being around, you know, the thugs and what they do in those other countries, because, you know, the government gangsters are everywhere. It seems like no matter where you go, there are people who want to wield power over others.
There are. I mean, I think that here's what I was thinking yesterday as I'm here outside of Manila. I flew from Manila to here. And if you want to be in business in Manila, sure, there is bureaucracy, there's nonsense. The difference is there's a way to get past that. And so the question I ask myself very simply is, yeah, I'd like to get rid of it all. But who do I respect more, the government or the mafia? I think the answer to that is for me, is very obvious. I think for your listeners, too. You know, there's a certain capitalist free. I mean, I understand, yeah, the mafia, yeah, not someone you want to deal with. But I respect what they do more than I respect the government. And so when I see that I can get around the nonsense, when I see that the government doesn't really impose its will in places like where I'm at now, you know, try going to Bozeman, Montana, and not dealing with the EPA or not dealing with the FDA or whatever the, you know, the group is.
Now, when you say the government, I'm just curious, you say the government doesn't impose its will, are you bribing them to leave you alone? How does that work?
I think in a lot of parts in these other countries, I just think they don't really care. I don't think that there's a big government presence. You know, you've got here in the Philippines, you've got the barangays, which there's some city stuff going on. But I think largely people are left alone outside of the big city. I'm a big city guy, so that's a little bit different for me. But I know a lot of people like the more rural areas. And, there's just not as much presence.
How do the bureaucrats there feed off of people? I mean, obviously, the bureaucrats in pretty much every country live very high and mighty in comparison to the average person and certainly poor people. So, I mean, there must be some sort of aggression going on somewhere. Why is it that you don't experience it?
Well, I don't experience it because I look at, you know, I'm the nomad capitalist. I talk largely about starting businesses, and I say, you know, if you want to come to the vast majority of many of these countries that I go to and you want to build something, you build it. You know, if you want to open a bakery in any of these frontier markets, you open a bakery and you start baking. It's not a lot of nonsense.
Sounds pretty attractive, I have to admit.
I think in other countries, they simply don't have the wherewithal that the U.S. does to stick their nose in everybody's business.
So, Andrew, obviously this discussion can be expanded quite a bit in a few weeks at the upcoming summit, the Passport to Freedom. And our listeners can go to passport.freetalklive.com to get tickets and get details there. As you mentioned, Peter Schiff is going to be keynoting the event. Vitalik Buterin from Bitcoin Magazine will be there, and we've got a special early bird offer for our listeners at passport.freetalklive.com. What are you looking forward to the most besides, you know, obviously you're not looking forward to going through the TSA, but what are you looking forward to the most about the upcoming event?
I think that networking is a fantastic thing. You know, I've been to events like this before from other people, friends of mine. And I love meeting people from all around the country, all around the world, people who are like-minded. That's, you know, I think there's definitely a growing community of people like us who believe we just need to escape from all of the madness. But it's nice to meet people, to exchange ideas, obviously being able to hang out for drinks with a guy like Peter Schiff, who understands a direction that so many people don't understand that it's coming. It's really all about people. That's all we have in this, in this community is, being able to work together.
Blogger at nomadcapitalist.com, Andrew Henderson, thank you for coming on Free Talk Live, and I'm sure some of our listeners will be seeing you at the Passport to Freedom. Again, the tickets and details available at passport.freetalklive.com. Thanks for coming on the show tonight.
Hi, guys.
Yep, Andrew Henderson at nomadcapitalist.com. We'll come back with more Free Talk Live here in moments. Have some further thoughts, and Johnny Ray, you know, about the living abroad idea. It's Free Talk Live.
I'm David Hall, founder of the Diamond Gusset Jean Company, and this year I'm thankful for the brush fires of liberty that are spreading across this great nation. We invite you to avoid the holiday rush and enjoy some great discounts at DiamondLiberty.com. Our 100% all-American-made authentic jeans offer the highest standards of quality, comfort, and style. With our trademark gusset, I promise you will enjoy an experience and comfort that no other pair of jeans offers. Diamond Gusset is proud to sponsor Liberty Media Outlets, and your support enables us to continue doing so. So stay home, give thanks, enjoy time with family, and shop with us online at DiamondLiberty.com. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
Blue Diamond Gusset's got it, others don't.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapria e-liquid by LeSig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapria e-liquid by LeSig a long time ago. LeSig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LeSig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LeSig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because I continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione. But due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Johnny Ray.
Hey, that toll-free number is brought to you by ProXPN, and you can join us online, so drop by freetalklive.com. We've got a webcam. And Johnny Ray is on the close-up of the cams right now. There's two cams in here, one wide-angle, one close-up, and they alternate between the two. You can go and see those over at cam.freetalklive.com. You can also interact with other Free Talk Live listeners in the chat room, which is built into the same page. Again, all happening at cam.freetalklive.com, and it's all for free. You know, you want something else that's good and free? Well, I recommend CryptoKit. KryptoKit.com. It is a free instant Bitcoin wallet, secure messaging system, Bitcoin news and charts, all wrapped up in one simple Google Chrome browser extension. Now, it's right now only available for Chrome. I presume they have plans to expand that, but at the moment, it is the easiest and quickest Bitcoin wallet to set up and the easiest and quickest way to make Bitcoin transactions. You don't have to log into some web wallet anymore or copy or paste any Bitcoin addresses when making purchases. You just open the CryptoKit, move your mouse around the window to generate a random Bitcoin address, fund your wallet from any source, and start making Bitcoin transactions on the fly right from within your browser. Wallet data is stored on your side, not sent to any servers, so not even CryptoKit knows your password or has access to your Bitcoins. And of course, the code is open source. So for those of you that want to make sure they're telling the truth, you can go and audit the code. In addition, it's got encrypted messaging, which for me is a real big deal because people have been asking me, hey, why don't you use PGP? And I can use it, but it's a real hassle. CryptoKit makes it a lot easier, I have to say. I was experimenting with it last night with Mark after the show. And it makes it very easy to not just send instant messages that are encrypted, but also to send emails or to encrypt emails for your email program. So I like it. CryptoKit.com, KryptoKit.com, or you can search for it on the Google Chrome store. So Johnny Ray, we just got off the line with the Nomad Capitalist. Clearly, he's a real advocate of the idea of bailing out. You know, he's had it with the United States and the federal government and all their tyranny and their taxes and oppression and regulations. And he says that it's a lot easier to live in other parts of the world where the governments there are just not as developed. They don't have the resources that the United States federal government or even state governments have. And he gives an example of just being able to go and open up a business. No problem. You want to open up a business in a strip mall or whatever equivalent there might be in the country that you go to. He says in most places, no big deal. What do you think about it?
Well, I'm very sympathetic to the idea. For me and my personal story, I would have to say that the controls that the federal government has put on my travel have worked on me. I have no interest in my passport is expired.
Mine did too. Yeah.
I'm not interested in going to get another one. And I'm happy to stay here. I'm an American patriot. I'm proud of the role the United States has played in the advancement of civilization and the advancement of liberalism and freedom. So I love the idea of the next revolution in human freedom. I love the idea of that happening in the U.S., and that's why I'm here in New Hampshire. But is it better to just simply slide out from underneath the oppression and go somewhere else? I wouldn't be a bit surprised if that is actually the better strategy.
I find myself kind of critical of that viewpoint because it seems to me, and I don't blame anybody, and I don't blame the Nomad Capitalist or anybody else who decides, I've had it, I'm out of here. I mean, it sucks to live under the tyranny of the U.S. federal government. They imprison millions of people every year in their insane war on drugs. I mean, just that alone, plus all the other ridiculous laws and ordinances and regulations and statutes and all of this enforcement upon peaceful people. It's really frustrating to me. And, you know, you and I could be next. There's no reason why the cops won't kick in the door tonight, throw some flashbangs in here and shoot us to death and claim we were, you know, going to shoot them or something like that. There's no reason why they can't do that. They can do whatever they want to do. And that's a kind of a scary situation for people to live in. On the other hand, I just don't believe, I understand that the governments in other places are not as well funded. They're not as technologically advanced in some places, others not so much. But so obviously there's a lot of choices out there. So I know that's true in some places, but government people are government people wherever it is you go. You know, wherever you go, there they are. There are people men and women who want to control the lives of other human beings. And just because they may not have the tomes and tomes of regulations that the United States government or the state governments have here doesn't mean people are not being controlled in those places. And while it may be easier for a wealthy gringo to come in and set up a business, and I can't imagine no bureaucrats are going to come by and look for some sort of greased palm. That seems shocking to me. But even though it might be easier, and certainly John Stossel did a report where I remember he went to Hong Kong, he went to India, I think it was, or I forget which nation it was, around India. Went to three different places, U.S., Hong Kong, India, and he found that it was very, very difficult in India. It was difficult in the United States and really easy in Hong Kong to open a business. Like, the paperwork was insane. They had to get, like, legislative approval in India. In the U.S., there was just a lot of ridiculous paperwork and permits and bribes to pay. And in Hong Kong,
A single form and $10.
Yeah, one form, and it was $10, and that was like going to the owner of the mall that he set up in.
Yeah.
So that was it. So, you know, your mileage may vary in those ways, but I just know that wherever it is I would go, I would start to hear stories, see it in the news, about the police abusing people, about peaceful people being threatened and you know, arrested by the people calling themselves the government. And then I would feel like, at that point, I wouldn't have as much to say, because I'm the interloper. I mean, to some extent, you and I are that here in New Hampshire, Johnny Ray, in that we both moved here as part of the Free State Project, which is a movement of 20,000 liberty-loving people. We're up to 15,000 who pledged to move so far. We're some of the early movers in the first 1,500 who are actually here in New Hampshire now. But there are people who live in New Hampshire who look at us as interlopers, mm-hmm. and they won't respect us. You know, even though my dad was born in New Hampshire, I wasn't, so you know, I'm not a native, and so that makes me inferior.
I never knew that.
To some people. He didn't actually know it until within the last decade of his life.
What?
Thought he was born in Maine, but it turned out he got his birth certificate. It was actually New Hampshire.
Okay.
So anyway, but that doesn't matter. You know, if I wasn't born here, I'm not a native. I don't have the ins that the natives do here. And so it's difficult enough, I guess is what I'm saying, to try to have a positive effect on things, having come from far away to come to New Hampshire within the same political kind of region of the United States. It would be even more difficult, I have a feeling, to move to, as he pointed out, he's in the Philippines right now, to move to the Philippines and have some sort of an effect on the system there.
Uh-huh. Furthermore, the people that are there here in New Hampshire, especially New Hampshire, but in the U.S., I can find people who know what I'm talking about when I'm talking about freedom and human liberty. I mean, if I tried to go to the Philippines and recruit some libertarians or, God forbid, socialist Europe, I would have no luck whatsoever.
Well, there aren't hardly any libertarians in the United States either, which is why the Free State Project is a good idea to get liberty-minded people all to the same place rather than just spreading out and running away from it all, which is what I feel like that is doing, just leaving the country. 855 450 free. Share your thoughts.
Did you know that organic sulfur can cleanse and defend your body against the poisons we're exposed to each day? Organic sulfur crystals from sulfurdefense.com help by forcing oxygen and nutrition into your cells while eliminating heavy metals, contaminants, and damaging radiation. Defend yourself and family from toxic assault with one of the most critical and essential minerals available today. Order online at sulfurdefense.com. That's sulfurdefense.com. Or call 800-593-6273.
Yes, family and friends are gathering to give gifts and wish health and security. But why not enhance cell phone and wireless device security all year with Block It Pocket, a family-owned American business? We now have two spectacular holiday specials. Find them now at our new website, blockitpocket.com, or call 888-315-9618. Hurry, holiday special ends Christmas Day. Give the gift of security from blockitpocket.com, wishing you health, freedom, and liberty.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues no matter matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. We're here to take your calls about what you want, especially if you'd like to share with us your thoughts on the idea of expatriation, the idea of leaving the United States in search of more freedom abroad, or is it best to actually maybe stay in the U.S. and regroup, which is the option that Johnny Ray and I have chosen, as have done over 15,000 other people who love the ideas of liberty, which is what the Free State Project is all about. By the way, you can go to freetalklive.com and visit our mobile site if you have a smartphone, would like quick access to the live streams. Mark is actually listening in on the live streams tonight. He's on our Facebook page asking all manner of different questions for you to answer. So you can get tuned in online. Just go to m.freetalklive.com. That's m.freetalklive.com on your smartphone for quick access to the streams and podcasts. Johnny Ray with me here tonight. And again, we're both Free State Project participants. Johnny Ray, you having moved, what, 2008, was it?
That's correct.
I moved back in 2006. We're early movers. If you were to move for the Free State Project tomorrow, you'd still be an early mover because the Free State Project has yet to reach its final goal of 20,000 individuals who love liberty and who are willing to actually do something to achieve it in our lifetime. We're getting there. So over 75% of the way to that goal, but we need you to join up rather than staying where you are and failing and or leaving and then finding out, leaving the U.S. and then finding out that things aren't that great elsewhere as you would hope that they would be. We've got people coming here from all around the world. This isn't just a United States movement. There's a guy who's living here from Russia, as a matter of fact. So it's very exciting that this is an international movement with people who love freedom coming here and getting active to achieve liberty in our lifetime. Go to freestateproject.org. You can learn more about the project there and get signed up. Move here as soon as you can. I say don't wait until 20,000. A lot of people are waiting. They're waiting until that 20,000 number is reached. There's then a five-year window of time when all 20,000 have to move here to New Hampshire. And you can get active in whatever way you choose. I was actually being interviewed about the Free State Project today for, I think it was like an independent reporter or freelancer. I was writing up a report about the Robin Hood movement here in Keene and kind of looking at the larger picture of the Free State Project and, you know, what it all means. And I was explaining my history of being really frustrated with not being able to get much activism done in Florida. There weren't very many activists. They weren't doing very much, the ones that there were. And it was just really difficult. I felt like I was banging my head up against a wall. So I can understand why somebody would be incentivized to be looking at other options as far as, well, where can I go? I don't like being here. You know, I'm being too controlled. There's all kinds of new rules and regulations being passed every year, wherever it is you live, including New Hampshire. You know, we haven't turned the size and scope of the state around completely yet here. There's a lot of work that needs to be done. But the people here are actually doers. These are people who, they've got to be doers. They've picked up and they've moved hundreds, if not thousands of miles to come here to New Hampshire and to get active. That's going to be a certain kind of person that the movement just doesn't have enough of in any other given geographic landmass. And that includes the Philippines or, you know, whatever other country you might decide to go to, New Zealand, you know, you name it. Costa Rica, Belize, there's all kinds of options out there. And every one of them has their advocates for, oh, well, you know, if you move here, there are fewer business regulations, but there's a little bit more property tax or, you know, whatever. There's different mixes of what kind of government you're going to encounter in all these locations. But the key for me is that you're going to encounter, at some point, the people calling themselves the state, wherever it is you go. So if you're in New Hampshire, and you've got a group of people, an ever-growing group of people who not just include Free State Project participants, but also New Hampshire natives who love the ideas of liberty, who are, in my opinion, the best activists of them all. You've got this group, this community of liberty-loving people that's getting bigger and bigger each year. They're getting more and more active. They're becoming more influential in political circles, in social groups, in churches, in businesses, in the areas. We're creating the groundswell of what is the beginning of, in my opinion, the future of freedom in our lifetime.
Speaking of people moving here and a guy moving here from Russia, Ian, have you ever been dancing with Yuri?
I have not, but he is. Well, wait a minute. Yes, I have. I think at the Porcupine Freedom Festival, there was a rave party there.
Okay, I haven't, but every time I see the guy, he's either coming from somewhere where he's gone dancing or he's getting ready to go, his big red cowboy hat. He's the man.
Well, he's got a lot to celebrate. As I understand it, he is seeking asylum here in the U.S., and seems to be having some success.
Oh, fantastic.
I don't know. I don't want to go out on a limb and say that, but he's still here. I mean, that's a good thing.
He and I watched The Hunt for Red October together. When I first met him, that was one of the first topics of conversation because I've always liked that movie. Now, as I've seen it more and more times, I kind of feel like it's a bit of a guilty pleasure. But we talked about that. We watched it together. He said that Sean Connery's Russian was horrible. It wasn't Russian, but the other guys, Sam Neill and, who played the doctor? I can't remember.
I have no idea.
But they were good, that their Russian was good. And he liked the film. I liked it, too. I love the stirring Russian hymns in the film.
Something else that I think is important as far as activism is duplication. If you're doing activism, it should be something that can be duplicable, in that if someone sees you doing this activism and are inspired, that person is inspired by what it is you're doing, they should be able to do something similar as well. And so activism should be duplicable. And I just don't know if leaving the United States is duplicable for a lot of people. As you said, Johnny Ray, you let your passport expire. I did as well. A lot of people don't even have passports. Some people can't afford passport, let alone the plane ticket or whatever they would need to get out of here. I suppose you could drive across the border in certain places, but it seems to me an expensive proposition. You know, there's this group of libertarians that apparently is moving into some sort of a gulch kind of thing in Chile. I don't know if you've heard about that, but it seems like it's something that's marketed at very wealthy people.
When we were talking to Andrew
Moses' last
Henderson.
Name? Andrew Henderson.
Or Nomad Capitalist.
Earlier, he mentioned Jeff Berwick, I think, and Peter Schiff.
Yep.
But he did not mention Simon Black. And when I think of internationalization and internationalizing yourself and your assets, that's the guy I always think of. He sends out emails. He's the man I think you're talking about who started Sovereign Farms in Chile.
Oh, is that what it's called? Okay, I wasn't sure.
Yeah, so I'm wondering, maybe Andrew and Simon Black are nemeses of each other or something.
I don't know, and he's not on the line. It seems he's not on the line to answer the question at this point. But I mean, what do you think? Is this you know, this idea of moving out of the country? It seems very unreachable to me for the average person. The average person, I think, can move from state to state. I don't think that's an undoable thing. We've had people who've, I don't recommend this, but we have had people, I think JJ, former co-host on Free Talk Live, was one of them, who's moved here on very, very little.
Uh-huh.
Like didn't have much and didn't bring much, but managed to, through good work ethic, managed to get work as soon as he got here and made it work.
Uh-huh.
Other people have tried that and they failed miserably. So I think that it helps to have a nest egg, but I think that does prove that you can make a move within the United States relatively cheaply.
I think the Free State Project is the way to go. I think you're right that moving to a underdeveloped place or someplace that's not the U.S. is for rich people. And not for me, unfortunately. If I could, maybe I would.
It's the impression that I get, and I just don't feel like that's duplicable. You know, it's not something the average person can do. And I'm concerned, for me at least, about more than just my freedom. You know, okay, sure, if you've got enough money, you can be free anywhere. For the most part, you can buy off, you can go wherever you want, you can buy off the so-called authorities with the right bribe money. In fact, that is probably a perk to living in some of these other countries. You can buy off the criminal gang that calls themselves the government there, probably for a lot less than it would take to buy off the agents in the United States. But ultimately, that doesn't help the other people who can't afford that. That doesn't help the average person in those places, and here in the U.S., it doesn't help those people who are being victimized day in and day out by the people calling themselves the state, for you to just buy your way into your own personal freedom. And if that's what it's all about, then by all means, go for it and do whatever you feel is best for your life. I wouldn't besmirch you for it. I mean, if you can afford to go off and live as free as you can and your family's living free and all that, God has blessed you for it. But I can't just stand idly by and watch as my brothers and sisters are being thrown in cages for not doing anything wrong, for not harming anybody else.
Uh-huh.
That's how I feel about it. Would love to know how you feel. You're welcome to share your thoughts here at 855-450-FREE. That's the toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN, 855-450-3733. And, of course, you can Skype us. Username there, lrn.fm. More coming up.
I want to share something important that will not only improve your life, but the lives of many others as well. And all you need to do is drink coffee. I'm not talking about harmful store-bought or chain coffee. No, this is truly the best of the best coffee. We've partnered with Camano Island Coffee Roasters to offer BuzzBox. With every purchase, 10% goes towards our efforts to give the gift of human freedom by providing at least 100 microfinance loans via World Vision. So literally, just one cup at a time, you're having an impact and helping make a difference in the world. And one sip will have you buzzing to family and friends. To prove just how good it is, we're giving a free pound of coffee to everyone in the audience. All you do is cover shipping. Go to coffee.freetalklive.com. BuzzBox coffee is organic, so it contains no pesticides or toxins. It's shade grown, so less acidity and no heartburn. It's top 1% Arabica grade and gives people the opportunity to own their own coffee farms. Join us in making a huge impact at coffee.freetalklive.com.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income16.com now. That's income, the number 16.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income16.com. That's income, the number 16.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here, toll-free, 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. That toll-free number brought to you by ProXPN. With you tonight, it's Ian
and Johnny Ray.
Johnny Ray has his game of the week. We'll get to that when we get a chance. Also, some shocking medical studies have been done. I teased these all night last night, so hopefully we'll actually get them on the air tonight. You can go to schoolsucksproject.com to experience a podcast, call-in show, YouTube channel, and web community that promotes real education and deconstructs state indoctrination. They discuss learning alternatives, self-education, critical thinking, peaceful parenting, personal growth, and better communication strategies. SchoolSucksProject.com is the site. You can register your account there for free, participate in their forum, suggest show topics, and access years' worth of archives. It's a great show. SchoolSucksProject.com. And the proprietor there at School Sucks Project, Brett, is planning a move to Keene, by the way, which I'm pretty excited about.
So maybe we're all excited about that.
So maybe we'll get to hear more of him on the air on Free Talk Live, because I know he is interested in coming in here more often. So, toll-free number again, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. You can bring up anything. We've been talking about expatriation and, you know, is this something that's only for rich people? Is it running away from your problems rather than what we're doing in New Hampshire, which is regrouping? People who love liberty are targeting one specific geographic destination. What makes the most sense to you as far as your future of freedom? 855-450-FREE. Let's go to the phones. Adam is in Baltimore listening on LRN.FM. Hey, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I'm a poor guy, but I'll hop the next train to Mexico to get out of this crappy place.
Alrighty.
Oh, anyway, you guys were talking about Amanda Billy Rock last night and her arrest.
Yes, Amanda Billy Rock, she is quite the activist, I would say a super activist. She moved to New Hampshire this summer. She's got a YouTube channel. It's relatively popular in the liberty community, and she's been doing videos, quite a few of them. Very intellectual lady, an attractive lady as well, and so naturally a lot of people are very interested in her arrest, which happened over the weekend. She's been charged with multiple victimless crimes like possession of controlled substance, the equivalent of an open container. It's called transporting an alcoholic beverage or something like that. And then, let's see, DUI, they hit her with that. They hit her with disobeying an officer, resisting arrest. So the typical kind of catch-alls, and also the stuff to try to make her look like, you know, some sort of dope addict, which is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, I've virtually known her just, you know, over Facebook, really since she was a newbie in the Liberty Movement, and she's, she's legit, man. And I'll tell you what, I was one of the lucky few who was able to watch the video that she removed.
Ah, okay.
If you guys want to know what was in that video, I remembered most of it.
So you're talking about the video of her being pulled over, interacting with the police, or rather, I guess from what I'm told, not doing much interacting with them, not answering their questions, which
right.
I think is generally a decent tactic. I've used it with the police, or giving them the bare minimum of information. You can, for instance, generally hand over a driver's license and registration without saying a word to the police. And the more you talk to the police, the more likely they're going to come up with some reason to press charges against you. But then again, it doesn't work magic. In her case, you can argue that they charged her more because she wasn't cooperating with them. Now, whether the charges will end up sticking in the long run is another question. But yeah, you're welcome to sum up your experience of watching the video if you like.
Okay, well, for anybody who doesn't really know her, she's a very principled lady, and she doesn't believe in the fiction of the state, of the government, and she doesn't, you know, she doesn't believe that they're legitimate, and so because she's such a principled person, you know, her not giving a response was, you know, basically her making the state illegitimate in her mind, which I agree with. You know, you give the power to the bully when you allow them to bully you. But the video started off after the pullover, so she had already committed whatever offense that the police said she did. I think you said last night she ran a red light, but that wasn't made clear in the video. Amanda was very polite. She gave them her Utah driver's license, but refused to answer any questions of the officer. They kept asking her, did you have anything to drink tonight? Are you an American citizen? Do you speak English?
Wow.
They kept asking her, do you speak English, over and over, because she just was sitting there silent. The cop walked away, and the thing that stuck out in my mind was, you know, a lot of people, you know, they act tough, the internet tough guy or tough girl, but what really, to me, did it for Amanda and to me gives her a lot of street cred is that her passengers were both scared of getting arrested, and they told her such.
Mm.
But Amanda repeatedly told them, don't talk. And she said it just like that, don't talk. She said it like 3 times. And I'm just like, wow. Like, you know, I was like clapping for her at my computer. You know?
That's great.
She did not appear intoxicated. Let me just make that clear. Because you could see, you know, you could see her. She was acting calm. She was not bellicose at any point towards the cops. You know, she just didn't answer their questions. And I don't even think she looked towards the cop other than to give her, to give him her ID. You know, she wasn't, she was basically.
Did the police officer threaten her at any point? Like, you better talk or else?
Yes. He said that basically, if you, and he said this to all the passengers, including her, he said, if you don't get out of the car, you're going to get hurt. You're going to get hurt getting out of the car, or, you know, they're going to break the window. They didn't say break the window, but they basically said they're going to get their way in there any way they can.
Jeez.
And then,
that's scary.
Yeah, I'm paraphrasing it. Again, I can't repeat stuff verbatim because I don't remember exact, but that they did say that they would hurt them if they didn't come out. And then at some point before that, one of the officers, by the way, there was like at least 3 shining their flashlights into the car. Hold on. Oh, Amanda asked the female passenger if she was in possession of any drugs, and the answer to that wasn't really clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then at some point later, maybe 3 or 4 minutes later, one of the cops said, what is that bottle? And I think the male passenger said it was gin, or the officer asked if it was gin.
Oh,
and,
no.
Yeah, I don't know if it was, you know, they say open container, but to a cop, an open container can be, something that was previously drank earlier in the night and had its cap put back on.
Right, the seal is broken, but the cap's on it.
Is that considered an open container if the seal's broken?
I don't know.
Well, I don't believe that. I'm no lawyer. I don't believe that it is. But basically what you're saying is the passengers went against Amanda's advice. They spoke to the police, and then the male passenger revealed that he had an open gin container.
Yeah, like I said, I don't know. I think the cop is the one who said, is that a gin bottle? And then the male passenger, I believe, said yes.
That's what they want you to do. They want you to answer their questions, because the more you answer the questions, the closer you get to getting a criminal charge. And yeah. I'm surprised that the passenger didn't get charged with it. At least I haven't heard the passenger was charged with anything.
I get the feeling that's why they wanted the video pulled, and I kind of feel bad because, you know, the cops may have seen the video anyway themselves, but, you know, that kind of incriminates other people. But, of course, it gets Amanda off of charge that she shouldn't have been charged with if that stuff wasn't
her. Well, maybe they're saying that because she was driving, she's somehow responsible for all of the possessions of the people in the car.
I know how that works.
Like transporting, I think the charge is transporting an alcoholic beverage, so that's probably written in the way that the driver is somehow responsible for the behavior of the occupants.
I'll tell you what, Amanda asking them if they had anything, I think, will help in her case, though, because to me it says that she wasn't the one in possession of the stuff. It was like, you know, she was like, look, you know, stuff is about to go down. But she was really calm about it. I think that was the one thing. Like I said, a lot of people like to act tough when they're talking in front of the cameras on the internet.
Well, especially because I don't know how much experience she has in situations like that. From my conversations with her, she's relatively new to the whole cop block concept. And so it sounds like she really did a bang-up job in this video from your description of it. And that's awesome. I wish more people were able to see it. Hopefully it'll be released sooner rather than later. I understand it's being kept under wraps due to the advice of an attorney, it was pretty much the thrust of our discussion last night, was that I think it's a mistake for attorneys to do this, because it short circuits the publicity that a case can generate, that an individual could generate for their case.
Hey, one last funny thing, guys. When the passenger got out of the car, the cop was like, get out of the road because we're responsible for your safety.
Thanks for the call tonight, Adam. Appreciate the story. We'll come back with more, and you can take control of the airwaves. Are multivitamins a waste of money? Well, there's an editorial in a medical journal that says that might just be the case. We'll give you details and another shocking study about smoking.
Looking for a great price on a new hardwood floor? Every floor in every store is on sale now at Lumber Liquidators End of Year Flooring Clearance. Clearance flooring is just 19 cents a square foot. First quality laminate, just 49 cents. Pre-finished hardwood, $1.39. Plus bamboo, hand scraped. If it's in stock, it's on sale. And get special extended financing. Hurry, these incredible deals will not last. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com or your store before these deals are gone.
Financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payment required.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.